Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Catherine McClusker is a very interesting woman. She is an opera singer for a very long time, but founding director of KM Yoga in Sydney. She discovered yoga and meditation in Mexico in the year 2000 and has been teaching worldwide ever since. Some of the people she's taught with, after living for 15 years in London, she taught the likes of Bjork and Rachel McAdams, and she joins us on the lane today. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I tell you what, you've got a very interesting life. How does an opera singer get into yoga?
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of creative people are into yoga and meditation. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for something that was going to help with nerves, performance nerves. And I actually went to an acupuncturist who also happened to be a Kundalini yoga teacher trainer.
Oh.
And he was the one that encouraged me to try it. And I realized very quickly that it gave me a very deep inner peace that I'd been looking for. And so I found it in the form of Kundalini yoga. And I also really liked it compared to other styles of yoga that I tried because it was very creative.
So your creative energy continues. You launched the new studio. I'm looking at a photo here on the internet. It's very, very nice.
When I came back from London after living there for 11 years, I realized in Sydney there was no yoga studio that offered these three styles of yoga, Kundalini yoga, Nam, and Jivamukti. And whilst they're different, they all complement one another because they all use mantras as part of the yoga style. And I wanted to create more than just a yoga space. I felt that there was a yoga space in Sydney that really lacked a sense of community and a place of solace where people could really feel part of something, connected mm-hmm. to one another. And also, we don't just do yoga and meditation classes. We also have lots of events every month, a real diverse range of events. So it was a vision that I'd had for over a year, and to see it now fully manifested is very exciting.
When you look back at your early career in opera, what techniques did you learn about life that has helped you get to where you are today?
I think that without discipline and a passion and commitment to what inspires you, what you really enjoy and what fulfills you in life, without those things, then I don't think it's possible really to succeed very well in anything.
Mm. You know, you're launching a brand new book and CD. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, very exciting. I'd wanted to write a book about Kundalini because it is one of my passions. And I actually did a meditation about it for quite some time. And then a publisher in London approached me, emailed me out of the blue, and said, I've heard you're a great Kundalini teacher and we're looking for someone to write about Kundalini meditation. Would you be interested?
How fantastic is that?
Shocked and thrilled at the same time.
It's almost like you've reached a plateau in life where a lot of people want to get to but aren't prepared sometimes to take that plunge or that risk.
I think once they do take that jump of faith, then I think that they soon realise that, okay, it might be challenging to start, but once they realise how it affects them and how that impacts on their daily life, then I feel a lot of people really enjoy it and don't find the commitment and the discipline such an arduous chore.
Fantastic. Well, Catherine, thank you very much for joining us on the line today. Very interesting story there. And, of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com, and it's Kundalini Mantra Meditations. Thanks again, Catherine.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.